is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com, and we are from the broadcast classroom with Chief Cloud Pilot. We're talking about the Nemenha. We're talking about the Nemenha mission and the congregation of tribes. And what is the Nemenha? What does the Nemenha do? What do they stand for? Where did it come from? And can you become a member of the Nemenha if you are not of even a small percentage of Native American blood? So we're going to talk about those things, and we'll talk about the curriculum if you want to be a medicine man or a medicine woman. We'll talk about, is there a personal belief system? We'll talk about, does Nemenha issue a license? We have a caller on the air, Mike from Minnesota. You're on the air with Chief Cloud Piler, and you are a doctor, aren't you?
I have the doctorate, yes.
Yes, doctor. Now, is how would we do this? Would it be Dr. Chief Cloud Piler?
You get to decide. I don't know. What are the titles? Or, you know, what do you do?
Mike, you're on with Chief Cloud Piler.
Hi. I just wanted to share some books with you. I don't know if you ever heard of them, but it's very exhaustive what I need to read to learn this. But it's American Indian Healing Arts. There's one, Secrets of Native American Herbal Remedies, and they're really phenomenal books. American Indian Medicine. Most of these I got from a Crazy Crow Trading Post, if anyone's interested in looking these up. Uses of Native American plants and Indian herbology of North America. So I think it kind of covers the gambit. Everything's in here from making poultices to sweat lodge and literally everything in between. I've been planting some over the last number of years, a few different plants, and some I've went out on the edge of the reservation, not far from me, to get like mullein. And found, you know, the different uses it has. It's just, if you go in your yard, I'm finding, it's just, once you understand the plants, you know, just with identification, there, almost anybody's yard out in the country has a small pharmacy, and they don't even know it. It just goes back to show, when the settlers came, and they all got sick and died, but Native Americans were healthy because they understood at that time the plants and their uses, whereas the settlers would just, with their carts and oxen, just travel all over this stuff and not even realize that right beneath their feet, the whole trail was medicine that could have saved their lives. It's astounding.
Well, you know, you need to, I don't mean you personally, but we need to be careful how we refer to the settlers or the people that came from Europe, because most of them, if they didn't come right out of a city, knew the herb lore of their own country, their own environment, but they were in a new environment. But the thing about the native peoples or the indigenous peoples worldwide, and we find this by just going and living with them and talking with them, the old people, even the young people in many cases today, is that part of their pattern language, their very daily conversation and their very daily thoughts was wrapped up in what grew what, you know, what was healing, what was nutritive, what was useful for building, what was used for, you know, for clothing. And part of their pattern language was a deep connection with everything that they used in their environment. What came out of the European conquest of the Americas was a disconnection with what grew. Everything that was useful for any of those issues or those factors were not elements in their lives. They were not part of the European pattern language. They brought a pattern language with them, which had to supplant everything else, and so everything that was not found in their pattern language was suppressed and went away. So now we find these things emerging again in books, and we need to be careful, all of us, and understand that these pattern languages were, you know, many hundreds strong. There were not just one way on the North American, Central, and South American continents. There were many, many sacred ways. And these pattern languages kept it very deep-seated in their society. And that is something that our culture has nothing of. We really haven't got a pattern language other than what's spewed out of that television that Vincent talks about. And those books you mentioned are tremendous volumes. I have every one of those and many more in my own library.
It's a lot to learn, but it's something that, without question, I think needs to be learned. And we're coming into a time, especially these days, where there will be no doctor, and what we'll have is what, and what makes me so sad is we've destroyed this planet. Everything that could sustain us, that has sustained us for thousands of years, we're destroying the very soil in which it grows. And people need to, all they know, like you said, is the television. When I lived in Hawaii for 5 years, and I love talking to the older people, because there's just so much they know, and that if it's not passed on, it's lost. And I learned a little bit about Hawaiian healing plants and things of that nature, and I felt that was such a blessing, because some of my friends were pure Hawaiian, not Hapa or chop suey. They were pure Hawaiian. Well, no, serious. And chop suey is a local term out there.
It is. We have a lot of that in North America, too.
Hawaiian, Portuguese, you know, Chinese, Filipino, like that. And so in Hapa, you're just Hawaiian and, you know, Scotch-Irish or something. That's considered like Hapa. But, you know, and they were pure Hawaiian, and to talk to them, it was such a beautiful experience. And the things that, you know, they were just so happy to pass it on, because it's like, you know, nobody, even the kids, they don't want to know about that because they're so wrapped up in this culture with iPods. And, well, back then it was cassette tapes and, you know, things of that nature. I'm going back to the 80s here before all of this stuff. But they're all wrapped up in that, and they don't want to know the old ways. But it's like, it's so important now, I feel, more than ever, to know what we would call the old ways. I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah, what do we have left in our culture to give to our grand... I mean, look at it. Do we have anything that we are... you know, that we're going to be able to hand to our grandchildren and say, hey, this is a good thing. Right now, we may, looking at our culture and what our culture has done in the last 100 years, I'm wondering if we have anything to offer our grandchildren at all. Will there even be much soil anywhere except out in what they would consider wild places to grow anything? Is there a pattern language in America? I don't think there is. It's a pattern language of consumerism, and that's what we're giving to our grandchildren. It's a frightening thought.
That is true.
Mike, thanks so much for your call.
Yeah, thanks for taking it.
I appreciate it. Chief Cloudpiler, very, very good point. What is left in the soil? And I spent some time between the morning broadcast and the afternoon broadcast with one of the managers at an MFA, which is a farm co-op in the little town I live in. And we were talking about lime, and we were talking about restoring the soil. And you had mentioned on hour number one that we are willing to extract natural resources, and when we're done extracting them, when there's very little left, I'm paraphrasing, then we move on to the next patch, you know, the next rich patch, the next rich gold mine, and without much thought about what we have done to the soil. And there is a resurgence. I talked to another man yesterday about liming, and I said, what are the farmers in this area doing? And he said, well, they've neglected their soil for the last 4 or 5 years, and now they are restoring the soil. So even the farmers who are absent of wealth right now because they have been hit so hard, those farmers that are still hanging on are restoring the soil because they realize that without taking money out of whatever else they might need to take it from, without restoring the soil, they've got nothing left. And I think it's great that they figured that out.
Well, they're kind of sort of figuring it out. Still, mm-hmm. the Department of Agriculture here in Missouri regard all the cleared land, all the farmable land in Missouri south of the Missouri River to be, and they use this terrible term, it's a heartbreaking term, they call it a fescue desert.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really because we have not, I mean, liming the soil and fertilizing and this and that that farmers do really isn't restoring the soil. It's a Band-Aid.
It is.
You know, it used to be, back in the day, the southern half of Missouri provided for all of its own food use. Every bit of food that was needed for the residents of Missouri was mm-hmm. produced in Missouri. And five or six large cities in the east were completely supplied by what came out of the southern part of Missouri down here in the forest region.
Mm-hmm.
We produce less than 2% of what we consume today because, you know, our culture has moved that way. It's globalized, but also because the soil is so depleted that it can't produce.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, down here,
right.
we used to not see so much in pasture. We saw a great deal more in orchards and hop farms and tobacco and a lot of high-producing agriculture.
Chief Cloudpiler, hold that thought. We're going into a break. We're going to come out, and we'll talk more about it.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, next Friday, I'm going to be broadcasting live from St. Charles, Missouri, at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference, CSPOA 2013 convention. And it's with Sheriff Richard Mack. I will be there. Freeze-dried guy, you know, you hear a lot of his commercials here on alternative radio on this network and others. And I just want to say a special thank you to my friend, the freeze-dry guy, because, Class, you may not realize this, but he does a lot more than sponsor radio broadcasts. He helps sponsor events like the Constitutional Sheriffs Conference, where he helps bring in sheriffs from all over the country to get the word out about the Constitution and help share the message with you and others about how much trouble we're in and what we need to do about it. So next Friday, I'm going to be broadcasting live from St. Charles, Missouri at that conference. And I'll post information on the website probably over the weekend about that. And I'm going to be broadcasting live with Sam Bushman. He's a veteran broadcaster, and he and I are going to be broadcasting live for 4 hours on Friday, May 31st. So I'll let you know more about it. And also, he's going to be on this broadcast. I'm going to be on his broadcast. And I want to say something else. This afternoon, I'm going to be doing a special broadcast on KWTO AM 560. And if you want to listen, you can go to usaprepares.com and click on Listen to Vincent. There are three ways you can listen. One way is on GCN. Another way is on KWTO. You can only listen live at 3 o'clock Central. There are no archives for that particular broadcast. And here's why I'm mentioning that. I'm really, really frustrated with what I hear on the radio. All broadcast mainstream radio is frustrating to me. I'm not describing any particular radio station, and mainstream television is worse. We have You know, as I drive to the studio, or if I drive to a meetup, I'll listen to what some other programmers or broadcasts are doing, and it's very frustrating. The quality of the broadcast, the quality of the information, it's hyper audio. It's designed to keep you on the edge of your seat, but the message is absent. It's a mindless parade of useless, non-stop gibberish. And because of that, I'm going to, and my contract is up in about 13 days on KWTO, and I'm not sure if I want to continue the afternoon broadcast or not. I'm going to stay here on Genesis. I love Genesis. But I don't know if I want to stay on KWTO. And here's why I'm telling you all this. I've decided that I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. I'm going to tell you about my education, my background, what I've done, things I've learned, why I despise politicians, why I don't like lawyers. And then after I tell you who I am, I'm going to open it up for a free-for-all. It can be all of the listeners who feel like calling, and you can attack me any way, shape, or form you'd like. And that's what I'm going to do this afternoon. There are a lot of people who want to broadcast, and all they have to do is have some money, and they can pay by the hour to be on the radio. Now, my concern is I hear some of these people say things that it makes me crazy. It absolutely makes me crazy. There are people who will tell you that there are conspiracy theories and it's nonsense. There are people who will tell you that chemtrails are good. There are people that will tell you that FEMA camps are good. There are people who I've even seen and heard personally say, well, it's a good thing that Department of Homeland Security is buying billions of rounds of hollow point bullets. That's good. That's good because they're safer. Now, what in the heck are they buying them for? Well, I question those people. I question people who say, do not self-deploy. Do not self-deploy and help people who are in need. Like in Oklahoma right now. Don't self-deploy, says the Red Cross. Nonsense. Nonsense. It makes me absolutely crazy. So here's what I'm going to do. This afternoon, I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm going to discuss my formal education. Am I an entrepreneur? Did I start any businesses that were successful? Why I don't like politicians? And then, of course, it's open season on me. Okay? And then I'm going to suggest that after you hear that, then you call all the talk show hosts that you listen to and ask them, just who are they and where do they get off saying some of the things that they're saying to give you misinformation, disinformation, and send you down the wrong path. When we come back, Chief Cloudpiler, I'm sorry I hit my own button. Chief Cloudpiler and I are going to talk about how you can become a member of Nemenha. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take? When you go to the for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Chief Cloudpiler's with us, and he's in the men, huh? And Chief Cloudpiler, how does one become a Nemenha member? Now, I have zero, well, I believe I have a 0% of native blood. Would I qualify? I'm sorry, did we lose that, Chief? Hey, Dave, I do not have the return.
Yeah, he's not there. I'll get him.
Okay, so we lost Chief Cloudpiler. We're gonna get him back, and I've got some questions for Chief Cloudpiler. I'd like to know who qualifies. May I become a member? Now, I know that I have the application. I've had a tough time sending in my application because my software does not does not work with the website for downloading the application, but I've talked to him about it. I'd like to know who qualifies. I have no native blood. My heritage is from Italy. My parents on both sides had parents who came from Italy, and but frankly, I don't speak a word of Italian, because when my grandparents came to this country, they said, this is America, and we're going to speak English. So I was never taught Italian. I have, if I hit my thumb with a hammer, whatever I say is going to be in English. and we're going to learn about the Supreme Court. And let's see. Oh, you need Chief Cloudpiler's phone number? Let me see. Let me type it in for you in just a second here. If you can bear with me. Vinny can only do one thing at a time. I've got to type in the number because we lost Cloudpiler. I'm typing that number right now. Okay. I just sent Dave, our producer, Cloudpiler's number, and it's correct, and he's going to contact Chief Cloudpiler. Chief Cloudpiler is a dear friend of Dr. Norman Shealy, and Dr. Norman Shealy, for lack of a better term, is a high priest of the Nemenha tribe, or band of tribes. And Dr. Shealy speaks very highly about Nemenha and his association, and vice versa. The Nemenha speak very highly of Dr. Norman Shealy. I'd like to know if how we apply, what the process is on our end, and then what's the process on the other end when our application is reviewed. Has it been tested in the Supreme Court and district courts? And does the Nemenha issue a license? And if they don't, why they don't? And also, is the Nemenha membership a get-out-of-jail-free card? Is it one of those? Or not? And what is required of Nemenha members? Does it have a curriculum for medicine men and medicine women? And what about the personal belief system? I'd like to know how your personal belief system, my personal belief system, fits in with Nemenha. And is it just for practitioners of natural medicine? And what happens if I'm driving, along, and I get stopped by the police, and I'm on my way to a sacred ceremony? Does being a member of Nemenha have any effect in that situation? And my farm, I would like my farm to be consecrated as sacred ground. I really want it to be consecrated as sacred ground. I'd like to restore the farm back to the best natural farm it can be, although I do need to have some pasture. And our farm is about 50% pasture and about 50% wooded. We try to keep it as natural as possible. We have a stream that runs through it, and I want to protect the stream. I don't want to destroy the stream. So those are some of the things I'd like to talk about with Chief Cloudpiler. The question is he back with us? Dave, is Chief Cloudpiler with us?
There's no way.
Okay, so it's just going to be you and me. Hey, we've never done this, have we?
Not to my knowledge.
Are you ready?
I'm sure.
Okay, so you and I are on the air. Well, let me ask you this. What is it like? What's it like broadcasting with Vinny? Is are you challenged? Well, seriously, Dave, what's it like? I mean, you broadcast with others. You are the producer of many broadcasts. Do I present any specific challenges to you?
You know, coming from a different place, I think, than you. I don't come from the place politically, but I gotta say I tune in and pay attention, thankfully. But I think it's really just fascinating, from the breadth of the topics to just the professionalism that you bring to the show. You know, my favorite show is the garden lady. Who was it? She came on. Who was talking tomatoes.
You're talking about Lucinda Bailey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she has the seed packets or the...
She has a seed vault.
Mm-hmm. Vaults, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was like probably one of my favorite shows, and I don't even know why. I think it was just kind of cool just to have a situation where, you know, explaining in depth on how to be responsible for your own food and, you know, how to do it the right way. And it was just, it was a lot of fun. It's always a lot of fun. Just because it's always a different topic, and maybe the same topic, but perhaps maybe a different person. Like today.
Mm-hmm.
This might be.
Yeah.
Hold on one second.
Okay. All right. So we were talking with Chief Cloudpiler, and we lost the connection for some reason. And maybe it's because we're going to talk about the law component of Nemenha and what it can do for you. You know, you may think this is crazy, but I'm sitting here in Missouri in our studio, and in our studio we get disconnected from the broadcast, not regularly, but often. And sometimes I wonder if it's because of the topics that we have.
You know, I'm not sure if I'm coming out there, but you're still there, Vince?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm still here.
Got disconnected right there. As a matter of fact, having troubles trying to get him back on the show.
Yeah.
But
is he with us?
No, he's not. It was okay. It was a hang up when I got to the phone.
Okay. I just got a message that your audio is low. Is our class able to hear your audio?
I think so. Is that a little
okay.
better?
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Okay. So when you broadcast with me, and is it a surprise at the kinds of things that we say compared to... See, I don't get a chance to listen to radio very much. I just started over the weekend. Is it a surprise, the kind of things that our instructors say, the format?
You know what? The breath of fresh air that it is that even in your most passionate times, that you're not screaming. You're not, you know... Maybe raising the voice, but you match it with the intensity, and it's that's the biggest difference, I think, between broadcasters who, you know, may say and believe or talk about the same things, but the platform it comes from, you know, I'm not going to listen to someone screaming at me. I will listen all the time to someone who backs it up with facts and reason, and, you know, absolutely with passion.
I'll tell you an interesting story about that lady that you mentioned. I want to be careful how I say this, but I'm gonna try to. I'll say it the best way I can. I had heard a rumor that she had paid for advertising. This has nothing to do with Genesis Communications Network class. Nothing. This is about radio advertising that she paid for on a completely different radio station. And I heard this rumor that she had paid for it and that the radio station did not deliver it. And I felt really bad about it. So I called her up, and this was just a rumor, and she confirmed it. And I decided that that was wrong. Now, even though I wasn't involved in the slightest, I wanted to help her get her message out because I thought her message about gardening was really, really good, and she could teach people. So I asked her to come on the air with me and teach people about gardening and how we could double the yield on our tomatoes and what we could plant. And then I invited her to the expo, and I told her I would pay her her entry fee and so forth at the expo. I wasn't able to pay her travel fee, but I'd be glad to help her get her message out if she would give some seminars on growing food. She agreed, and that's why she's one of our instructors at USAPrepares.com. That's how it happened. And, you know, there's so many stories about the little people that get beat up. I just can't stand it. And that's who we are. We don't want that to happen. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that freeze-dried guys' foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, my name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Chief Cloudpiler's back, and we've only got a few minutes. Chief Cloudpiler, how does one become a NMNHA member? Who qualifies?
Well, our organization is a family organization. And we use an ancient tradition known as the making of relations. And in that way, all self-determinative organizations can adopt members to its own family. And that's what we do. It's called the spiritual adoption. And as far as who qualifies, we've talked about that fivefold mission. And if a person can, declare that they fit or that they have dedicated their sacred spiritual purpose in their lives to one point of that fivefold mission or all of them, then that qualifies. That's the eligibility.
Okay, and then to apply, I'm sure we have some students in the class who are interested in applying. I have a link on page one of the website to Chief Cloudpiler, and just go to page one USA Prepares. It'll take you to NMNHA.org, and you can click on that. It'll take you right there, and you can see the website and go to the application. Has this been tested in the Supreme Court?
It has. We didn't really get into the governing laws that make what we do very firm and very, very protected. We might want to do another show about that. But
you bet.
It absolutely has been tested from the lowest court, the district court, all the way up to the Supreme Court. And so there's no question about it. There's no quibbling about it. We have the ability to declare what we believe, and we can finally speak truth and practice our beliefs. And that's a big change. It's about time. It's come a long way.
Does NMNHA issue a license?
We do not. We issue what is known as a ministerial authority. Every member of the NMNHA is a minister of our sacred way. And that makes you literally a pastor, a minister in a healing ministry. So we don't issue license because we don't think you need permission,
mm-hmm.
and we're not a government agency, and those are the only agencies that are allowed to issue license unless it's for intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just not appropriate.
Okay, and the get-out-of-jail-free card, can you address that terminology?
Well, a lot of people join in organizations like this because the law seems to give them a carte blanche. They can do whatever they want to. It's not that way. What a minister represents has to be borne out and proven by pattern of behavior. And that's what our training curriculum is about, and that's what our chapter organizations are about, to be able to create a solid pattern of behavior for people so they're not making false representations.
Mm-hmm. And I can see, Chief Cloudpiler, I can see going to a meetup at Ziggy's on Monday night. And by the way, there is no meetup this Monday, class, at Ziggy's. There is no meetup. I can see going to a meetup at Ziggy's as being a meeting of the ministry, if you will, about the sacred healing, because these are the things that we talk about. We talk about renewable sources of energy. We talk about solar power, wind power. We talk about how to conserve, how to be frugal. We talk about how to plant, nutrition, safety. I mean, all of these things that I think fit in with the family values, the community values, the healing of the planet, the individual responsibilities. If I were on my way to one of these meetings and I were stopped by the police, and it's going to happen. It's happened already. Are there any advantages for me being part of Namenha?
There are, because the card that you would show that officer would show you as a minister of the church, Native American church. And we probably ought to spend some time talking about that. We don't have enough time today, but
no, we get like 10 seconds.
That would totally cover you on the way to perform your ministry.
There you go.
Government can't burden without, you know, qualification.
There you go, Chief Cloudpiler. Let's come back, and this is 101. We're going to do 102, 103, 104, 105, and keep going. Absolutely fascinating information. Chief Cloudpiler, thanks so much. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.